877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. That's 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. We are open 24/7 and all calls are confidential and free. Call now, 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com.
Another strong gauge of America's job creation, as ADP and Moody's Analytics is reporting today that 241,000 private sector jobs were added last month. And that's well above the 185,000 jobs that analysts had forecast this report would show. The government's March jobs report is due out on Friday. President Trump says yesterday that he's considering sending U.S. troops to secure the border with Mexico. USA Radio's John Clemens says it wouldn't be the first time.
In 1989, the Pentagon formed Joint Task Force 6 that was aimed at aiding border security. Joint Task Force 6 morphed into Joint Task Force North in 2004. From 2006 to 2008, a total of 27,000 National Guardsmen patrolled the border to help customs and border protection personnel.
Today, Mexican officials are demanding a fuller explanation of the president's plans. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
In less than two decades, the graying of America will be inescapable because older adults are projected to outnumber children for the first time in U.S. history, John Clemens reports.
Already, the middle-aged outnumber children, but the U.S. will reach a new milestone in 2035. That year, the U.S. Census Bureau projects that older adults will edge out children in population size. Jonathan Vespa is a demographer with the U.S. Census Bureau.
So the United States is going to experience a demographic first. In less than two decades, we are projecting that for the first time in U.S. history, older adults will outnumber children in the United States by 2035.
I'm John Clemens.
The president is expressing support for a TV group's promotional campaign. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
The company owns or operates more than 170 TV stations across the U.S. And it's come under fire from some in recent weeks for directing dozens of its anchors to read from the same strongly worded message during on-air broadcasts. It says in part, the sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. The script goes on to say, quote, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias. This is extremely dangerous to our democracy, end quote. President Trump tweets that he finds, quote, Sinclair far superior to CNN and even more fake NBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Good morning. It's a really foggy day out there, but warm. We've got a high today of 62. It's going to get low to about 28 tonight, and the sun should come out tomorrow with a high of 47. And then we're going to dip down and get cloudy and looks like a lot of rain for Friday and Saturday. And oh no, maybe another chance of snow on Saturday.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
I would like to reach out.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith, and we are here for Happy to Help. It's a show about volunteerism and nonprofits and foundation and all of the good people in the world doing good things to help others, both locally and globally. And today, I'm very excited to welcome Donna Pepe. Welcome.
Hi.
So happy to have you here. And you are with Dress for Success, Northern New Jersey.
Yes.
And we, Dress for Success is an international and national organization. And so I'm so happy you could be here today to tell us about what Dress for Success does. So can you start with just a little background of yourself and how you found out about Dress for Success and how long you've been with the organization?
I'm happy to do that. Well, first of all, for those of you who don't know about Dress for Success was actually established in the basement of a church in Manhattan in 1997 by a young woman whose name was Nancy Lublin. She inherited some money from her grandparents, and with that money she decided that she was, she had a lot of friends who had clothes, very, you know, expensive clothes actually, that were too good to throw away, and she decided that she would form this organization that would give these clothes to women who needed clothing to go in to interview for a job and get themselves started in the workplace. So she did that, and less than 2 years later, Dress for Success Morris County, which we are now Dress for Success Northern New Jersey, 10 counties, so we've grown tremendously since then over the 20 years. But we were formed, and we had one executive director, and she basically grew the organization up until a few years ago. So the first year, and we gave away more than 200 suits, so just to give you an idea. And last year, we gave away 1,725
suits. Wow. That's a lot of suits.
That's a lot of clothes. Yeah. And it's not just suits.
Yeah.
It's the makeup, it's the handbag, it's the shoes, it's the everything.
The whole package.
The whole package. And we now have women who act as stylists for these women when they come in and, you know, really give them the full treatment and really make them feel great about themselves before they're able to go out. And we've gone way beyond suits. We also help them with preparing their resumes, teaching them interview techniques, and giving them the resources to search for jobs in the area. We conduct classes where we'll actually have babysitting so they can come. A lot of them are single mothers, so we watch their kids so they don't have to worry.
Nice.
And all of this is done free of charge. So.
Wow. Yeah. And so, you're building confidence, right? Getting them back
exactly.
on their feet.
Exactly. And it's so great to see. And the success stories really warm your heart.
Yeah.
You know, and these women are from all walks of life. So it could be someone who is homeless, someone who came from a domestic violence situation, to really is just a college kid who just doesn't have the money to be able to afford the first suit.
Yeah,
to go for their first, college interview for a job.
Because first impressions and presentation is everything,
critical,
right?
Yeah, so critical, right? And especially these days. So, so we have done that, and now we have a mobile coordinator. So we're able. One of the issues that you see with a lot of these women is they don't drive. They don't have cars. And so we have figured out that we need to go to them a lot of times. So we have a mobile coordinator, we have a van, and we make appointments and we drive to different locations and women are aware that we're coming.
Oh.
And we do the suiting and everything for them there.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's been great. Last year alone we saw 1,500 women.
Wow.
So that seems to be the wave of the future.
Yeah, one-stop shopping kind of
thing.
Yeah. Nice.
So I personally came to Dress for Success because I knew, heard about Nancy Lublin. I used to be with an organization called Healthcare Business Women's Association years ago when it first started out. And she was one of our young rising stars, honorees. So that's how I got to know her. And when I had a corporate job, I supported Dress for Success, the national, which, well, then it was just the one chapter, wasn't worldwide.
Right.
And then when I started my own company years ago, I moved my company eventually to Madison, New Jersey, and Dress for Success, Warren County, was down the road, so I did a lot of pro bono publicity for them.
Nice.
And so friends of mine joined the board. One became the president and asked me if I would be interested in coming on the board. So I've been on the board now for 2 years, and it's been great, really great.
Yeah, that's an amazing story. So I it's all about kind of who you know and who you're exposed to. And this Nancy Lublin, she is incredible. If you want to Google her, I think she's got a TED Talk, and she started several nonprofits that are just go gangbusters.
Yeah, she has another one now that's called Do Something, and it's geared towards young people and getting them to do be progressive and do things, get active in the communities and all. And that's also taken off.
I always tell people, they say, well, what can I do? I said, go to dosomething.org and figure it out. Yeah, and then actually I think she's left there. Now she's community, something with a text crisis community something, because that was something she started in her spare time while she was at Do Something. So now she's onto that.
Yeah.
So she is just on fire.
Yeah, she's dynamite.
Have you met her?
I have met her several times. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So what's she like in person?
She's like an idea a minute. So you have to keep up.
right. And I think she was an attorney, right? Didn't she go to law school?
Yes.
I think that was, so she's just a brainchild. So.
Yeah. Lovely person.
Oh, really my gosh. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, what can you tell us about some of the events that you do with Dress Six? I think there was a comedy night last night.
Yeah, we had a comedy night last night. It was the first time we did this. A group of comedians got together, and their little organization, their organization is called Ha Ha for Humanity.
That's so cute.
They choose different nonprofits.
So they chose you.
So they chose
us.
So it was great. It's kind of fundraiser you like. You don't have to do anything.
Exactly.
You just have to show up and order a drink, and laugh. So that was great. And coming up in May, we're doing our annual fundraising gala, May 3rd. It's at the Park Savoy in Florham Park. And if anybody's interested in tickets, they can go online to Northern New Jersey Dress for Success, and you can purchase tickets online. And we'll be doing that. That's our major fundraiser for the year, so that supports a lot of the efforts and activities that we are able to conduct for these women throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. And do you have some of your clients that speak at this event? Some of the women who have been helped? Yeah.
Yes.
Those are always amazing.
They're amazing. And, last year, I think one of the women, she just had everybody in tears because it was so incredible a story. I mean, she really did an amazing job of pulling herself up and really the support that she got from Dress for Success was integral to her success, and she, talked about that. And it's amazing when you hear these stories. They're really incredible.
Are there any stories that particularly stand out from your experience that someone that you've met or worked with or that people talked about?
Well, I'm actually working with a woman now who, on the gala, and she is a cancer survivor, and from a very rare kind of cancer that you don't normally survive. And so she was working and doing fine, and then she got cancer, and all of her money got spent for health care.
Yeah, that'll
do
it.
And she came to us to, get suited and to try to get back her confidence and get back into the workplace after, really having a shattering, threatening experience. She had a young daughter, and she's doing fabulous now.
That's great.
Yeah, so it's very exciting to see. So we have a lot of programs that we offer for people who are out there who might be interested either in helping come, because we look for volunteers all the time, and we have a huge network of volunteers, but there's never enough.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a professional women's group, so if there are people who have experience in different areas, financial management or nutrition or, stress, things to de-stress your life or any of those things. Mm-hmm. We are always looking for speakers, so somebody can come and volunteer to speak on a topic.
Do they have regular meetings where the speakers
There are regular meetings scheduled every month. And then we have two other programs, to Bridge to Success, which is a bi-monthly job search meetup and it's designed to get these unemployed women to start actively searching for their next job opportunity. And it's like a real, like, go, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of get them fired up.
Get them fired up. And then a Steps to Success, which is a counseling and coaching job readiness. So it's a boot camp. So we get them in there and we really drill them and get them prepared for going uh-huh. out to be interviewed.
Uh-huh.
And then we have these workshops called Foundations of Success. You notice success is the underlying word here.
Yeah.
Because they are pretty successful. And if they follow through and they do all of these things, they are successful in getting jobs. Mm-hmm. So we have these interactive workshops where we incorporate real life experiences, exercises that facilitate development and employment skills.
Mm-hmm.
And in personal management and employment maintenance. So we try to get those done. And then we have a Connect for Success mentoring program where we partner somebody with a one-on-one mm-hmm. with somebody that has experience, professional experience, and they help coach them
nice.
Through. And that's very critical. And then we do a technology skills workshop. We got major funding from ADP, for a career center now in our new headquarters because we had a fire and mm-hmm. we were displaced for a year. ADP gave some money and we created a career center so they're able to work with computers there now,
yeah.
develop their computer skills, and then we teach them SharePoint and Microsoft Office programs and Google and all of that stuff so that they're more facile with that. Technology when they go out to the job force. So.
Yeah, yeah, building skills.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
that's good.
So those are those programs, and we look for volunteers for all of those programs. So if anybody's out there that wants to volunteer, we would love to hear from you.
Right, and if the speakers that you have and things, are those at night or
mostly
there,
at night?
Yeah. So if people are working, they could come at night
yes.
for an event.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah. What about teens? There's always teens looking for volunteer opportunities in the summer and different things. Do the teens get involved somehow?
We have, I don't know that we have that many teens, but we do have college kids
okay.
involved. They'll come in and we have a boutique where everybody comes in to pick their clothing and whatnot, and we've got people there that are organizing. They can be stylists. They can, okay. They can host their own collection, Dress for Success,
oh.
suit collections.
Yeah.
So our current intern from Seton Hall University is working with a group on campus right now,
oh.
and they're going to have a big clothing drive in a couple of weeks to collect suits for Dress for Success. And they've done a whole program as part of their course credit, believe it or not,
yeah.
for so they're putting out publicity and they're doing mm-hmm. social media around it and they're actually doing the physical collection over a period of a couple of days. So that's
yeah.
that's another way that younger people can also get involved.
Well, that's why I tell people is if you do something like this, you're learning so many skills, especially
yes.
for college kids, that it's practical. And if you put yourself out there and volunteer for a nonprofit, they value your skills, and it's also fodder for your resume that, you know, you've gone through the kinks and managing people and securing a venue and public, like you said, the whole nuts and bolts of putting something together, and
yeah.
it's such a great experience builder.
Yeah, and we do also have some interns every year, so that's an opportunity for mm-hmm. kids who are in the local schools, colleges around us. We have actually quite a few colleges yeah. in the Madison area, so
definitely.
So there are internship opportunities as well,
okay.
which is great.
And we were talking before, it sounds like you have, with these clothing drives, you have quite a bit of clothing that you have to store and then you turn around and sell, excess inventory sale or something, right?
We
sometimes.
Do. We get quite a bit donated, which we're eternally grateful for, but it's seasonal. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, so on the off seasons, when it's winter, we have to store the summer things and such and such. So we're always challenged for space. Mm-hmm. With how much we can keep, and you know, we want things that are in good condition,
mm-hmm.
That are suitable for interviews. Like, we don't take people's shorts or
yeah.
you know
yeah.
jeans or things of
has
that
to be business store. Attire.
Business attire, and then there are companies that donate makeup. They have donated new clothes. You know. Mm-hmm. So we do have a couple of sales a year where we just had one actually, where we have a sale and we offer a lot of the stuff is new merchandise that companies have donated that hasn't sold or whatever that they need to.
Yeah. You want to get it out there, get it moved. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's great. Those are very good fundraisers for us as well.
Yeah.
So we, we're on social media, so we have a Facebook page. You can like us on Facebook, and you can follow us on Twitter, and we post all of the different events that are coming up, so there's plenty of time for you to mark your calendars and come over and see us.
Definitely. And when you have people that come to you, how do these women find you? Are they coming through an agency, or how do you connect with these women that need help?
So there are a number of referral agencies in New Jersey, many of whom work with us, and we're always open to having more agencies that refer. And there's no limit to the agencies that we will work with. So they do refer women, and then the women have to make the choice whether they're going to come and participate or not. So it's, and most times I think that they do. So
yeah. What kind of agencies are these?
It could be an agency for women who have been in domestic abuse situations or who are homeless or any number of agencies.
Right. Okay. So if they, so you don't really get anybody wandering in off the street saying, I need help. It always kind of starts with an agency intake process and then a referral.
I don't know how many wander off the street, but there are people who have heard of us that do come in for suiting. So it's not, I don't believe it's strictly through agency referral. Okay. We wouldn't turn anybody
away. Right. But I was just curious how the funnel gets.
The bulk of it comes through agencies.
Yeah. And then can you, I don't know if you're involved in this, but can you walk us through kind of the cycle of a person who's referred to you through an agency and kind of do you start them with, you know, here's your intro and then we do the shopping and then we do the skills? Or, I mean, how does that process work when someone comes through your door?
Well, not really sure about that.
I know you're at high level at the board, but I was just curious. And I'm just curious.
I think, you know, some of them come in initially to come in for the suit, and then they find out about the other programs, and then they can opt in to those programs as their time is allowed, you know, whichever time they have to do that and their willingness to do that. I mean, it's, you know, it's a commitment of time, and a lot of these women are really struggling, so they have a lot of challenges, and they have child care issues, they have transportation issues, so it's not that easy, and then financial issues also. So
yeah, that's a process, right? Yeah, and it takes time after you've been beaten down to build yourself back up. And yeah, so it sounds like you have a lot of programs that help do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know you've been on the board for a couple of years now. Yeah. So can you, you don't have to get into anything that's private or secret or whatever, but what any issues with the board that you're working with now that that from a board perspective, running a nonprofit or being on a nonprofit, it's not a position to be taken lightly, right?
No, you know, because we have to keep raising significant amounts of money because all of these programs, as I said, are free, and we intend to keep that way, and we're trying to increase the amount of clients that we see on an annual basis. So, you know, we're always challenged from a financial standpoint in terms of being able to raise more and more money. And we're also looking at realistically what's working best for us. So this mobile coordinator position with this van really seems to be a sweet spot for us right now. So I think, you know, we're going to have to take a hard look at, do we want to add more vans?
Was the van donated or something? Or
I don't really know, honestly.
But it started within the last year or two?
Within the last 2 years.
Okay,
nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's really working. And we just hired a mobile coordinator like a little over 6 months ago.
Oh.
And he's been really great about organizing all of this and getting out and, you know, really seeing a lot of women. So that is working. So
that's great.
We'll have to think about that.
Well, we had one of my first guests was Tara Faquier from Girl Scouts, and she said they're starting a mobile Girl Scout kind of van for some of these communities where they can't get to where the girls don't have a resource or a place to meet. So they'll have the van with all the Girl Scout stuff go to them. So I think it's kind of a new concept.
Yeah.
And I know the Morristown Community Soup Kitchen, they definitely, you know, transport food and different things. So they got a van a couple years ago for, you know, picking up donations and disseminating and things like that. So mobile is key, right?
It is key. And it's exciting. And I think it's really for a lot of women, really, like, save them, you know, really help them a lot to take that issue of how you're going to get there and your time constraints and how you're going to get back and all of this stuff. Because, you know, let's face it, New Jersey is not public transportation is not
readily
available.
And even bus fare, even though it's not that expensive, it can be prohibitive for some people. Yeah. All right. Well, we've been talking so much, we blew right through our first break. So we're going to go ahead and take that now and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates.